Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to Milwaukee and welcome to the 18th Assembly District, which I'm very proud to represent. I'd like to start off by thanking you, Chairman Lehman, and the members of the Senate Education Committee and my Milwaukee colleagues for being here today. I'd especially like to thank you for your true leadership in the decision to hold a public hearing on these proposals here in Milwaukee, where the impact of this bill will be felt the most. Senate Bill 405 is one of the most important bills proposed for Milwaukee in years, which is why this opportunity for community input is so vital. While many parents are unable to be here today to speak on this important issue, I am encouraged that so many residents of Milwaukee are here with us today now. First, it's very important that we recognize the issue at hand. Senate Bill 405 is about a mayoral takeover of our public education system. A hostile mayoral takeover of our public education system. In addition, it is very clear that Milwaukee Public Schools is in need of reform. No one denies that. No one says that because they don't support mayoral takeover, they support the status quo. That myth needs to be put to rest. No one denies that we need real reform, but that reform must be real and it must be effective if the necessary improvements are to be made. With that, it is important to recognize three important points. One, mayoral takeovers are not only ineffective, but have made public education worse for some students in other cities where this has taken place. Two, without defending the status quo and while recognizing the need to implement reforms at MPS, we should also recognize the ongoing improvements that are currently being made. Three, there is a real alternative to education reform at MPS. No one defends the status quo. I'll say that several times before I sit down. But because we don't defend the status quo, Senator Cox and myself have proposed a common sense alternative to reforming Milwaukee school systems. Some advocates for mayoral takeover say that takeover is the only way to reform education. Both myself and Senator Cox have maintained for some time that this is simply not the case. Let's just take a look in one city, the tale of one city. Let's look at Chicago, where mayoral control happened, and where our current Secretary of U.S. Education, the U.S. Secretary of Education, comes from. In Chicago, mayoral control is quickly becoming known as the new tyranny by education policy experts and activists alike. Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education Diane Ravitch, once a supporter of mayoral takeovers, now believes that this sort of authoritarian, my goodness, authoritarian. Control fails to justify itself. As a noted education historian and scholar, Ravitch now understands, and I quote, if a superintendent is appointed by a mayor, his first obligation is to the mayor, not to the children. Ravitch's testimony against renewing mayoral control is perhaps the most compelling. She says that it needs change because it lacks accountability. It lacks transparency. It shuts the public out of public education. It has no checks or balances. It lacks the most fundamental element of a democratic system of government, which is public oversight. Again, this is her critique of mayoral takeovers, 7 years after she originally supported a takeover in New York. But let's not only just take the words of education experts. Let's look at how public education has fared under mayoral control after 15 years in Chicago. Chicago is most often cited as an education success story. Again, it's where U.S. Secretary Arne Duncan led the public schools before his appointment with the Obama administration. It is also a city that has not benefited from mayoral takeover. The Commercial Club of Chicago, which is similar to our local Chamber of Commerce, is a group that originally supported the takeover of Chicago public schools. They have since become very critical of Chicago's mayoral takeover. According to the Commercial Club's most recent report, titled Still Left Behind, the 2008 test data shows that most students in the Chicago public school system continue to fail. Even after almost 15 years of mayoral control, most of Chicago's students drop out or fail. The vast majority of Chicago's elementary and high schools do not prepare their students for success in college and beyond. And I'm quoting directly from the report at this point. And again, this is a group that originally advocated for Chicago's mayoral takeover in the first place. Most troubling, the reported gains in test scores in Chicago appear to be false and result from the manipulation of data. Recent dramatic gains in the reported number of CPS elementary students who meet standards on state assessments appear to be due to changes in the tests rather than real improvements in student learning. In 2006, Illinois changed state standards testing procedures and made changes to the skills test itself, resulting in a falsified boost in testing scores. According to the Commercial Club, school achievement in CPS, Chicago Public Schools, appears to be due mostly to changes in tests and testing procedures rather than improvements in student learning. The director of this organization said that many states have lowered scores on standardized tests to create the public appearance they are meeting federal standards. This practice sells students short. Attached to my written testimony, you will find details, charts, and data that help to support the evidence of these manipulated data. While achievement misleadingly appears to have jumped the standardized NAEP scores, tell a very different story about student performance under mayoral takeover. The performance of Chicago's high schools is abysmal, with about half the students dropping out of the non-selective enrollment schools and more than 70% of 11th grade students failing to meet standards in math, reading, and science. In many of Chicago's high schools, not one student in the 11th grade is on track to succeed in a college-level math or science course. This is after 15 years of mayoral takeover of Chicago public schools. The only Chicago students prepared for college are concentrated in Chicago's selective enrollment schools, not the conventional public schools that are the overwhelming majority of the city's youth. In 2008, only 8% of Chicago's high schools exceeded the state standards benchmark established in the federal law by No Child Left Behind. We have to want something better than this when it comes to our children in Milwaukee. Let's talk about present day. We all know that we have some issues, and we know that we have some problems. And I'll say it again for the record. I do not support the status quo, and I don't think anyone in this room does. Let's talk about what some of those problems are. Unfortunately, Milwaukee is internationally recognized as the most segregated city in the United States. In addition to segregation, Milwaukee sees astounding disparities in every aspect of life. We're ranked the fifth worst in black male joblessness, 47.1% black male unemployment. And this was before the economy hit its record low. Black male joblessness is now rumored to be around 60% in Milwaukee. Here in Milwaukee, we have the greatest disparity between black and white employment in the United States. Disparities in income. When you look at the third ward in Milwaukee, the 2005 average income compared to Milwaukee's inner city 2005 average income, the third ward income was $60,710. The inner city income was $26,104. Racial disparities in Wisconsin's criminal justice system, we don't even have time to start talking about. The black infant mortality rate, we lead the nation. And more, the point is that the disparities we face are not only in education. So we all recognize that we have a colossal task ahead of us. How do we educate our children? How do we do it effectively? How do we produce citizens who are able to contribute to our society? And how do we reduce these embarrassing disparities that we face in this state? Despite these disparities, however, we should take a close look at what the newest MPS Board of Directors has done to improve the quality of education in Milwaukee. In a very short time, we have increased the number of math and science requirements from 2 to 3 years. We've expanded nursing services in public schools, a service that was once provided by the city of Milwaukee. As of May of last year, 2009, the MPS board froze hiring and reduced contracting services. It made the tough cuts that any responsible administration would make in this tough economic climate. As a result of those cuts, the district saved $10 million and did so without firing employees. Since 2007, MPS has operated under a strategic plan that currently guides the district's administration. As a result of these changes, let's talk about some of the positives. Since 1999, the MPS graduation rate has increased almost 16%. Since 2002, the WKCE math scores have increased by more than 13% for fourth graders and more than 15% for eighth graders at MPS. The last school year, MPS had 12,000 fewer student suspensions than the prior year. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, MPS has become a national leader in STEM-based learning among children of color, and that stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, are MPS scores high enough? No. Should we be satisfied with everything MPS is doing at this point? No. But should we put an end to the progress that's been made in recent years? No. Furthermore, do we really want to muddle the city's current priorities with yet another task? Do we really want to pit pupils against potholes, against police? No. The answer is no. I'm very proud to be here today to first of all be able to represent my constituency, to give you the opportunity to hear the sentiment of the people in this community. And I believe, I full-heartedly believe that you will hear from them today. And I hope that that helps to shape your opinion on this issue. Because these are the people, everyone in this room, who will be affected by the decision that you make. And I hope that you hear them. I'm also proud to be able to present an alternative. An alternative that tries to take everyone's interest into consideration and come to a middle ground. In place of an undemocratic, unaccountable mayoral takeover, we must find the means to empower the people of Milwaukee and build upon proven reforms. Together with Senator Cobbs, I've worked with others to develop a plan for MPS that brings all stakeholders to the table when it comes to public education in Milwaukee. I'm also happy to say that some of the people who have signed on to this legislation are in the room, including the second author on the bill is Representative Sinicki, who is on the panel, as well as Representative Polly Williams, who is in the audience. Rather than excluding concerned citizens, democratically elected board members, and those who play a daily role in the education of our children, this plan embodies the partnership required to achieve true student success. At the same time, our plan provides the mayor of Milwaukee with an unprecedented role in the future of MPS, creating a structure of shared responsibility and joint accountability. Our plan is the best opportunity we have for reform, and it advances children's education. That's why we call it Race for Success. Reform and advance children's education. Our plan is the true race for success. To ensure that sense of shared responsibility, Senator Cobbs and I propose a system of school governance based on partnerships between the democratically elected MPS Board of Directors and the Milwaukee Mayor. This proposal will provide the mayor with a substantial role in the selection of a new MPS superintendent. In addition, if MPS continues to see a need for academic improvement, the mayor should receive the same powerful line item veto authority that is currently available to the governor in our state budget process. While the mayor will have the power to veto, the elected school board will also have the power to override such actions with a two-thirds vote. By creating this series of checks and balances, this new level of authority for Milwaukee's mayor will be held in check, while at the same time, a new level of accountability will be demanded for future school boards. In addition to investing new authorities in the office of the mayor, the Race for Success Act makes several other positive reforms for Milwaukee public education. After all, governance alone will not solve the problems that Milwaukee faces. And one of the things that I just like to say that I think our legislation does is actually propose something to happen, actually suggest something for change, as opposed to just saying, take over, please trust us. These reforms include moving the school board elections to the November election cycle, guaranteeing higher turnout in local school board elections. They include allowing the mayor to appoint temporary board members in the event of a vacancy. They include eliminating the district citywide board seat, a move that will both distance special interest from the election of this member and guarantee greater representation for parents of MPS students. Earlier, Representative Cologne had referred to, had expressed a concern about Latino representation on the school board. This particular provision would just about automatically guarantee that there would be increased Latino representation on the board. And we also, this act would increase opportunities for parental involvement by expanding the district school book governance councils. This act mandates the creation of a master's facilities plan for governing the repair, use, and closing of MPS underutilized and unused buildings. This plan increases financial accountability for MPS by centralizing the district's budget authority within the school board rather than within individual schools. It creates new levels of accountability for principals at MPS. It establishes concrete standards for literacy and mathematics. It creates a framework for utilizing potential race to the top dollars, including the possibility of promised neighborhoods and smaller class sizes for incoming high school freshmen. Finally, the bill also establishes a partnership for success that consists of the mayor, the school board president, the school superintendent, and the common council president. Within 1 year after enactment of this proposal, this newly established partnership will develop a plan for addressing the school district's unfunded liabilities. In addition, the partnership will be tasked with reaching out to both public and private institutions in order to gain support for public education in Milwaukee. There is no doubt we need all hands on deck for education reform. Not simply rearranging the deck, but we need all hands on deck. Rearranging the deck is just simply letting the mayor appoint the next MPS superintendent and take control over the school district. But this doesn't begin the hard work necessary to move education forward in Milwaukee, nor is it the right direction for us to be moving. Make no mistake, the stakes have never been higher. I just told you about the disparities that we face in this nation. And aside from me expressing them to you off of a piece of paper, I'd like to express to you what it looks like when I drive through my neighborhood every day. When I see all the people who are unemployed, when I see all the children who are not graduating, who are not succeeding, I feel that. That's real. When I see the parents who desperately want something better for their children and their families, I feel that. That's real. I, just as much as anyone in this room, want to see reform. But do we just say the governor said so we do it? Is that the reform that we take? And is there evidence? Is this evidence-based reform? And if you look at the evidence, you will see that it is not the route that we should go for Milwaukee Public Schools. My constant mantra is that I do not accept the status quo. But again, my opposition to the status quo does not mean a support of mayoral takeover. Remember the lessons of Chicago, which can be seen in other cities with mayoral control. What's happened in those cities has resulted in a pervasive culture of individual blame, one directed at the schools and individuals, in particular, low-income communities of color. Increasing accountability in public education really means moving away from pointing the blame. Mayoral control of MPS will not increase accountability just as it didn't in Chicago. Under the governor's proposed takeover plan, blame will continue to be pointed at the school board. Only, under this takeover, the school board will actually have no power or authority to fix problems, since its power can be minimized. Finally, remember what President Obama said, or didn't say, during his recent education speech in Madison. President Obama never mentioned mayoral control of our schools. Let's stop it. There is no criteria that we have to take over Milwaukee public schools in order to qualify for Race to the Top dollars. That is a myth, that is a farce, and we need to stop saying it. What President Obama did say in that speech in Madison was that he wants the community mobilized behind education. What he did say is that he wants greater parental involvement. I bet there are a few parents in this room. Yeah. And he said,
let me remind folks, the demonstrations of support are inappropriate at a Senate hearing.
And the last thing that I'll mention that he said is that he wants collaboration, not divisiveness. This proposal has created an amazing amount of divisiveness in this community, when we should be focusing on the things that will bring us together, unite us, and repair us. We are focusing on an issue that is so divisive that it's unbelievable. In fact, I'd just like to share a quick anecdote, a quick story. I had the pleasure of having a phone conversation with Secretary Duncan. And when I had that conversation with him, I found it very interesting that many of my challenges to him were left unanswered. I found it very interesting that when I asked him specifically whether or not mayoral control was necessary for Race to the Top dollars, he said no, absolutely not. And if you move forward thinking that that is the only thing that's going to get you this money, you're fooling yourselves. I found that a very interesting conversation. So here we are today talking about how to move forward with MPS. In my opinion, the Race for Success, my bill and Senator Cog's bill, is a true compromise that provides the mayor of Milwaukee with a substantial role in education while maintaining an elected school board that has the real powers and responsibilities. More than 150 years ago, the abolitionist and reformer Frederick Douglass described education as the pathway to freedom. That maxim is as true today as it was then. But it's impossible to follow this pathway to freedom unless parents themselves have the freedom to influence the future of their children's education. That freedom depends not on mayoral takeover of our public schools, but upon values embodied in the Race for Success.